Blackstone Publishing presents A Monster Like Me by Wendy S. Swore. This book is read by Taylor Meskimen. This book is dedicated to my parents for loving me, my family for believing in me, and my writing group for dreaming with me. Most of all, this book is dedicated to every child who ever felt different, alone, or unwanted. You are magnificent just the way you are. The Big Book of Monsters. An Introduction. Beware, all who enter here, for things once seen cannot be unseen. There are monsters among us. They are crafty and sly, patient and wise. But wait, you say. If such things exist, why do we not see them? Prove to us such things are real. It's your human sight, dear friends, that hinders you. You may have seen centaurs and minotaurs, but thought them only horses and cattle. Magic can cloud the minds and memories of men. Few have seen a dragon and lived. And fewer still have wept at the sight of a unicorn and remembered. The pages to come are filled with secrets no human was ever meant to know. A list, albeit incomplete, of magical creatures great and small. You must understand, dear reader, the only beings who truly know what is hidden are those who are in hiding themselves. 1. Book of Monsters. You'd think monsters would have their own grocery store, but they don't. They walk around with a cart the same as regular people and keep the monster part hidden inside where no one can see it. Mom's grocery cart squeaks with every step like an elf getting squished. But Mom's not a monster. Not that I can tell, anyway. She grabs a box of granola cereal and sets it in the cart beside all our other stuff. Pick something, Sophie. Then all we need is milk. Bright boxes of all colors crowd the shelves. A silly dragon peers out from behind a bowl on one box. But I bet real dragons don't look that stupid. After they shed their human skin, I mean. I skim past the marshmallow cereals and snag a box of Honey-O's before cracking open my book and waiting for Mom's cart to move on. The raised lettering on the cover fits nicely against my hand, and I know what it says without looking. The Big Book of Monsters. The page corners curl a little from the thousand times I've turned them. But mostly I'm careful. Shuffling behind Mom as we near the dairy aisle, I peek over the edge of my book, trying to read and watch the other shoppers at the same time. A woman shushes a screaming kid, giving her a doll and shoving a pacifier in her fat little mouth. As we pass, the red-eyed girl turns her tear-streaked face to me, and I squirm under her stare. She raises both hands and shoves the doll behind her head while sucking on the pacifier so hard I expect the whole thing to pop into her mouth and disappear. With a shudder, I speed up so Mom's between me and the little creature. I'm sure I've seen something like it before. Pages whisper as I flip through the book until I see the Futa Cucciona. In the picture, a woman feeds two mouths, one on her face and the other on the back of her head, hidden in her hair. If not fed properly, the mouths screech obscenely and demand food. I peek around Mom as the kid drops her pacifier and cries harder, her little eyes scrunched into angry slits, like she knows I figured out her secret.